Have you ever felt that it just won't stop raining? It's been that way lately here in Cincinnati. It just keeps raining and raining, and it's dark and it's dreary outside. And it has that impact on you. And it certainly makes you think, like, is it ever going to stop? And sometimes, you know, as you consider the rain, your life may feel like that. That I'm going through these things, and it just seems like it's not going to ever end. It's continually going to rain in my life. And what I've found is that I've got to change that way of thinking. God doesn't want us to look at life like that. To have God's perspective on this rain, even though this rain just doesn't seem to want to stop, I have to try to take a look at it from a different view, that this rain is not coming to try to destroy me or put me down or change my life in a negative way, that ultimately this rain God can use for good. I mean, think about the rain out here that's pouring down right now. God's going to use this rain to bring forth growth as the spring gets started. And there's a beautiful psalm that helps us to get that perspective. It's Psalm 69. And David felt the same way. He started this psalm by singing, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck." Now, if you can imagine that, it wasn't a literal type of thing. He's talking about his trials and his difficulties and the hard situations that he found himself in. And yet, as he began to look at this rain, he prayed to God and he said, "Let not the flood water overflow me." And so instead of just looking out at the rain and hoping it'll end at some point, he turns to God and he puts it in God's hands and he tries to see it from God's perspective. And as he goes through this psalm, he says, "Don't let the deep swallow me up." And so in turning to God, it changed his whole outlook. And as the song goes on, he gets to the very end of the song and he says, "The humble shall see this and be glad." They'll see God's intervention. They'll see God's purpose even in the rain. And he says, "You who seek God, your hearts shall live. The Lord hears the poor. He doesn't despise the prisoners." And so as we look at the challenges in our life, let's try to look at the rain in that way. God, in a sense, is raining in our lives on the seeds that ultimately will sprout in the springtime and can lead to growth. And so imagine what God has planted in you. Keep that in mind. And in time, those seeds are going to blossom. And because of the rain, it will ultimately lead to a beautiful harvest of blessings. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.